Hey, welcome. In this lesson, we're tightening and arranging a canine rein ambience in Ableton Live 12, so it supports a late night drum and bass roller with weight and clarity. I'll guide you through a simple, beginner-friendly sampling workflow using only Ableton stock devices. The goal is to keep the ambience supportive heavy where it needs to be, but never masking kick or sub. What you'll build: a compact arrangement, 8 to 32 bars, where a canine rein ambience sample is tempo synced, cleaned of competing low end, lightly compressed and saturated, routed to short, dark return effects, optionally sliced for rhythmic texture, and split into mono lows and stereo highs so the ambience breathes with the drums and bass. Minimum tracks you'll create: ambience, an audio track with a warped clip or simpler slash sampler, 2 return tracks, hybrid reverb and echo drums, a placeholder kick slash snare for sidechain reference bass, for mix reference and HPF decisions, optional ambience group or duplicates for low slash high splitting. Step 1. Import and initial warp. Drag your canine rein WAV into an empty audio track. Double-click the clip and enable warp. Set the clip to your project tempo, for rollers, around 174-176 BPM. Start in complex pro mode to preserve long-sustained texture. Trim the start or set a sensible loop brace so the sample begins where it's useful. Step 2. Clean the low end and control stereo at EQ 8 right after the clip. Use a high pass filter to remove rumble that competes with bass. A good beginner starting point is HP at 120 Hz with a 12 dB/oct slope. Sweep this while listening to the bass so you don't remove useful body. Add utility after EQ if you need to collapse the low end later. We'll automate or duplicate for a proper low-slash-high split in a later step. Step 3. Titan Dynamics. Place a stock compressor after utility. Set a gentle ratio, about 2:1, attack around 10 ms, release 200 ms, and aim for 1-3 dB of gain reduction to glue the tail. Follow with glue compressor for more consistency. Medium attack 10-20 ms, quick release around 0.10-0.5s, and 2-4 dB of gain reduction. These settings help the ambience sit stably under the drums. Step 4. A harmonic weight insert saturator after the compressors. Use soft sign and drive lightly, around plus 2-4 dB, and lower the output if clipping. This gives presence without loudness. If you want grit, try redux very lightly for nighttime texture. Step 5. Controlled space with returns. Create 2 returns. Return A, hybrid reverb set to a short plate-ish sound. Decay around 0.8-1.5s. Pre-delay 20-40 ms, and high-frequency damping so the tail stays dark. Low cut or low pass the reverb tail around 400-700 Hz so it doesn't mask bass. Return B, echo set to tempo sync, 1/8 or 1/4 dotted, low feedback tilde 15-25%, and the echoes filter rolled off to keep things dark. Send the ambience track sparingly to these returns. Start with 5-20% wet, short, dark, reverb and subtle delay keep the feeling tight and late night rather than washed out. Step 6. Sidechain to the kick. Add another compressor on the ambience track and enable sidechain. Select the kick drum track as the input. Try ratio 3:1:4:1. Attack 5-10 ms. Release 120-220 ms. Set the threshold so the ambience ducks clearly on kicks, but recovers fast. This creates rhythmic breathing so the ambience gives weight without masking the low end. If needed, route a sum drum group to the sidechain input so the whole kit influences the ducking. Step 7. Optional rhythmic slicing. If you want rhythmic interplay, either drag the sample into simpler on a MIDI track and use slice mode to map transient slices to MIDI notes, or use clip sample start automation or short fades to create choppy textures. When using simpler, set a short filter and envelope to K300-600 ms for tighter texture. Step 8. Stereo shaping and low/high separation. Duplicate the ambience track. Name one am lows mono and the other am high stereo. On the lows mono track, low pass around 400-800 Hz and use utility to set width to 0%, so low content is mono. On the high stereo track, high pass around 400 Hz, keep the width wide and add small movement with an auto filter LFO or subtle chorus. This keeps a strong mono weight and open stereo atmosphere simultaneously. Step 9. Arrangement. Automate for impact. Structure your arrangement so the ambience changes across sections. Intro 0-8 bars. Bring the ambience in fuller with slightly higher sends and a brighter presence to set mood. Lead in slash build. Pull back reverb sends. Increase sidechain amount or raise HPF to thin the ambience so drums and bass breathe. Roller loop slash drop. Keep the ambience lower. Leave mono lows active and filter the highs during dense bass hits, then open the highs on breakdowns. Use clip volume, filter cutoff, and send automations for subtle movement. Small changes are more musical. Step 10. Final glue group your ambience tracks. Put a glue compressor on the group with mild settings. Aim for 2-3 dB of gain reduction to glue the split back together. Use utility on the group for final level and width, trimming a dB or two so drums and bass remain forward. Concrete starter settings to try EQ 8 HBF on main, 120 HZ, 12 dB / oct saturator, soft sign, drive plus 2-4 dB sidechain compressor, ratio 3:1, attack 8 ms, release 150 ms, threshold for 2-6 dB of ducking hybrid reverb, decay 1.0s, pre-delay 25 ms, low cut tilde 400 HZ, high cut tilde 3K HZ echo, 1/8 sync, feedback 20%, low pass tilde 1K HZ group glue compressor, attack 10 ms, release 0.3s, 2-3 dB reduction. Common mistakes to avoid: not high passing the ambience, you'll get mud around the sub. Over reverbing or bright, long tails, that kills clarity in rollers. Side chain release too long, it makes the ambience pump unnaturally. Using Complex Pro, when you actually need rhythmic slicing, Complex Pro preserves texture but resists slicing. Use simpler if you want chops. Letting the ambience be louder than drums / bass, ambience should support, not obscure. Leaving wide low frequencies, wide subs create phase problems and lose weight in mono. Pro tips: resample a processed version once you like it. It saves CPU and lets you do destructive edits. Automate filter and sends for movement rather than huge stack changes. Use pre-delay on reverb 20-40 ms to keep transient clarity. For extra weight, saturate the mono low track gently and consider multiband dynamics on the lows to glue them to the bass. Use short clip fade 0.55 ms when chopping to avoid clicks. Always mono check the low region to confirm phase and focus. Mini practice exercise: 8-bar roller loop at 174 bpma, import the canine sample, set warp mode to Complex Pro, trim and HPF at 120 HZ. B. Add a compressor with sidechain to your kick. Ratio 3:1, attack 8 ms, release 150 ms so the ambience ducks on each kick. C. Send to hybrid reverb short decay and echo short tempo delay. Keep sends low. D. Duplicate the track. Low pass one at 600 HZ and mono it. High pass the other at 600 HZ and widen. Group them. E. Create a 2-bar MIDI slice and simpler for a rhythmic overlay and duplicate to make 8 bars. The goal: the ambience breathes with the kick, stays low and clean, and feels right for a late night roller. Recap: import and warp your canine rain ambience, HBF to remove rumble, tighten with gentle compression and light saturation, add short dark returns, sidechain to the kick for rhythmic breathing, split lows to mono and highs to stereo, and arrange with subtle automation. Keep changes small and test with drums and bass in place. Final habit: make small moves and automate them. Use a /B toggles and mono checks frequently. If you can mute the ambience and the track still feels full, you found the right balance. Now try the mini exercise: resample your favorite version and compare it to a late night roller reference to lock in the weight and clarity. Good luck!